The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My name is Paige, and I'm the host of Reverie True Crime. Reverie means to daydream, but even daydreams can become nightmares. Come join me and get lost in horrific reverie about true crimes and eerie events. Reverie True Crime Podcast, available wherever you stream your favorite podcasts.
The Haunted House on the Hudson. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
There is a house in Nyack, New York that is legally haunted. The landmark case Stambovsky versus Ackley is better known as the Ghostbusters ruling.
What?
Are you with us?
Legally haunted.
Are you with us?
I'm here. I'm ready.
The house was built around 1900. In the early 1960s, George and Helen Ackley purchased the Victorian home located on a dead-end street.
Of course.
At 1 Levita Place in Nyack, New York.
We have a Levita Place right down the street.
And the fact that it's number one.
Number one.
It just, I feel like adds
it's fake.
To. Yeah, it just adds to the allure, like the number one house, a dead end street.
Exactly. Like if you're number one, if your address is 1 Levita, like just, do you even need an address at that point? We know what creepy Victorian you are. Right over there. End of the street.
If Nyack, New York sounds at all familiar to you, we've referenced that in the Brinks robbery 1981 that took place in Nyack. And Nyack is pretty close to generally where I grew up. It's in Rockland County, New York. This is about 20 or so miles from New York City. Relatively close, depending on traffic. And I went to a community college very close by.
Oh.
So if you're like, where'd you get that education from? Right near this haunting or this robbery.
Next to a legally haunted house / robbery. I love it.
So the Ackleys moved in with their family, and supposedly local neighborhood children warned the Ackleys of the hauntings.
Neighborhood children. Hey, mister.
You know, that place is
haunted. Don't go in there.
I guess it'd be 1960. Yeah, it'd be 1960. 1960, so it could be like, it's like,
groovy.
Hey, cat.
Exactly. Free love, birth control. Don't go in the house.
Yeah. And they're like, you're nine.
My 60s kid.
And they're like, grown up fast.
They go through a wall of beads and there's like a lava lamp. And that's 70. That's not even very honest. I can't even do this.
The hauntings were first reported in the May 1977 issue of Reader's Digest.
You know where you go for all your haunted news.
Our haunted house on the Hudson. I remember I looked at it because I always knew people that had it, or the waiting rooms of dentists or doctors.
Could there be a more generic name for a magazine? Reader's Digest?
I was thinking about the name and it's like, yeah, that makes sense, but it's like digest. It's a very aggressive, it's like you're going to digest exactly. this, what you're going to take this in, yeah. these recipes
take or this like expose. Strange, like a spoonful of this weird oil.
And keep in mind, 1977, I mean, you know, Amityville Horror,
mm-hmm.
Exorcist, context. They're all around that. The Omen.
Yeah.
This is a time that's rife with people capitalizing. Yeah,
exactly. Hot young 70s couples are moving into big old fixer-uppers, trying to create a new life, and it don't work out.
So these hauntings were relatively benevolent
mm-hmm.
and generally described as being three different ghosts or poltergeists.
Oh, the Holy Trinity plus two ghosts in that trinity.
There's
anyway.
three ghosts. Do the math. Well, this is from a New York Times article about Sir George from the Reader's Digest. So
also, I like in my head, it's a picture because in Reader's Digest, they'd always have like the couple who own, you know, they'd be like at a dining room table and there'd be like a bowl of fruit or flowers or something. It'd be very scenic. I see just that where it's like it's them and their oranges and then just like a giant ghost behind them. Cracked window, giant ghost, blood in the walls, bugs.
No, no blood
Nothing?
In the walls, no.
Oh.
In fact, maybe a little bit helpful.
What? This is not the type of ghost that I am used to.
And maybe the angle, perhaps, that the Reader's Digest would like to write about or report mm-hmm. on, or however it works for Reader's Digest.
Cusper the Helpful Ghost.
This is about the ghost Sir George.
He's a sir. You respect that ghost because he is highly decorated.
He was sitting midair watching me paint the ceiling. He was sitting midair watching me paint the ceiling in the living room, rocking back and forth, she said. I was on an 8-foot stepladder. I asked if he approved of what we were doing to the house, if the colors were to his liking. He smiled and nodded his head.
What?
Yeah, he gets...
He gives feedback.
I guess he gets a decor approval.
Yeah, he's an interior design ghost.
Mrs. Ackley said one of the other ghosts would waltz into her daughter's bedroom. We don't know whether or not she was the one who woke up the children by shaking the bed, she said. Ghost number 3 was a Navy lieutenant during the American Revolution. My son saw him eyeball to eyeball outside the basement door, Mrs. Ackley said.
Eyeball to eyeball. You don't hear that phrase very often, but that does sound very jarring.
That, or I would like to imagine that he's looking through a keyhole.
Ooh,
that's always
a monocle, a keyhole. I don't know, old-timey stuff.
Now, Cynthia Ackley, who's the daughter, when spring break arrived, Cynthia informed the ghost that it's spring break
mm-hmm.
and the ghost would not wake her on those days.
These are helpful ghosts, like an alarm clock ghost, painting feedback ghost, other things.
Pilates ghost.
Pilates ghost. I like that. I like a ghost to make me like to warm me up like a Costco egg sandwich. Yeah. Is there a ghost for that? I like it.
Not here, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But think of this. Have you ever, I guess, coincidentally gotten up a few minutes before your alarm went off?
Yeah.
As an internal clock?
I have.
Like when you know, oh, I need to get up, especially it's early, I need to get up mm-hmm. at like 4 a.m. or 7 a.m.
Yeah,
and
terrified.
And you get up before your alarm,
mm-hmm.
it almost like your body knows that, hey, you need to get up and you're maybe nervous the alarm's not going to go off.
Yeah.
Is that possible that this is the case here or is it a ghost that's doing it?
I mean, I think that's true. But who's going to give really good feedback on a painting color? It's not going to be you.
No.
I think all these stories combined seem very haunted in a very fun – this is the type of haunting that is my speed. Probably your speed too.
Navy Lieutenant in the American Revolution, Sir George, and Lady Margaret – lived there during the 18th century.
Okay.
So they were haunted by three ghosts. Now, also keep in mind, this is very close to Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Oh.
That's a very famous.
That's right. A lot of haunted activity. A
lot of haunted right? activity right there in Tarrytown.
Mm-hmm.
So that area is already, it's already embedded. It's already front-loaded mm-hmm. with haunts. And New York in general.
A lot of violence, again, older than the rest of the country.
Yeah, the Revolution and George Washington's last encampment,
yeah.
which is right near, you know, in New Windsor, New York, where mm-hmm. I lived as well. There's just a lot of, you know, Revolutionary War, a lot of old Dutch churches, a lot mm-hmm. of colonial churches and whatnot. Yeah. So the area is already perfect for that. So nobody's going there and be like, oh, this is a modern apartment complex.
Yeah.
And this place is haunted. It's a place that looks like it should be haunted.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It fits the part.
There's one part that's not haunted, though.
What?
The break. This episode is sponsored by Swanson Health. Swanson Health has been producing quality vitamins and supplements, food, healthy home and self-care products for over 50 years. That's older than me, if you can believe it. Swanson Health is the only company to offer the full spectrum of wellness products for mind, body, and home. From quality products and supplements to cruelty-free beauty items to eco-friendly home products, Swanson Health is here to keep you healthy. Swanson Health only supports products they're proud to use and give to their own families, backing everything by strict quality standards with the Swanson Quality Code. Swanson brand vitamins and supplements are crafted in the USA and made with unsurpassed purity and potency. Swanson Health carries over 20,000 wellness products at a great value. If you want to try any of Swanson Health's great products for yourself, use the code GHOST20 for 20% off at swanson.com. That's the code GHOST20 for 20% off at swanson.com.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
We hope you're well. Checking in.
Checking in. How are you doing? How are you feeling? 4th of July, do we celebrate it? No, I was home listening to many fireworks.
Scaring my cat to death, yeah. Which I did not like. I'm not a big fireworks fan. Sorry.
Where do they all come from? How did people get all these fireworks? Is it a conspiracy? What isn't a conspiracy?
There is always, I think, like, especially East Los Angeles is pretty known for that.
Yeah.
It scares my cats. I don't like it.
Yeah, it smelled like gunpowder, whatever that powder is.
That might have been the gunshots that were intertwined.
Perhaps. I can't discern what's what anymore.
If you hear if I hear the police sirens, I was like, oh, that one was a gunshot.
Yeah.
That one time.
These times we live in, but I hope everyone is safe. I also feel like the past couple weeks, not just because of my break-in, but they've just been very high tension for all of us.
We are getting back, you know, we're kind of laptoped back. Mm-hmm. We're like you call it re-laptoped?
Yeah, we're laptoping.
Took a hit.
Yes.
But it's going to take very little more than that to stop us.
Yeah, okay. You're going to have to steal this weird partition, this foam that I taped to my window. So have at it.
Yeah. And we want to check in with the mayors.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Gaddis.
Brandon.
Hello.
Hello, Chris
He's
Witt.
Fighting the good fight out there. Yeah. I see him on Twitter. Chris Witt doing daddy's stuff.
How's that little baby doing?
Ben Forsyth. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Jeanette Link.
Jeanette. Hello.
Keeping it stylish.
Welcome. That's right.
Lauren Pasek.
Lauren Pasek. Newbie.
Newbie.
Are you getting hazed? How are you feeling?
She wants you to adopt a senior.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. That's probably where I would go because I have a senior cat.
Yeah.
So also, and I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know if you've started it yet, but Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. This is not a plug.
No.
They're definitely not going to get paid. We would take the money.
Yeah, we would.
Especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched the first 3 episodes.
Oh.
And I would love to talk about it, and I'll talk about Rebecca when she's kind of caught up.
Yeah, I gotta catch up.
And I don't want to give anyway any spoilers, but if you, and this is just selfish, if you want to contact me or us and talk about it, but don't open it up with spoilers don't open it up with episodes we may not have seen.
I'll be caught up by the end of the week. I'll have them.
So if you want to message us on Ghost Town Pod, or my Instagram is TheJasonHorton, and yours is Rebecca Lieb.
That's right.
And if you want to talk Unsolved Mysteries, first thing I go to is the Reddit. Mm-hmm. And I have thoughts and feelings and would love to discuss them.
Ooh.
And you know, I don't know if we'll talk about it on here. Maybe we could do.
I mean, I was going to bring up maybe doing a recap.
Let's see what people.
I guess we don't have to discuss it right now but during this break.
That we were thinking about. Mm-hmm. We should have a new bonus episode up on patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
That's right. It's very themed to this controversial holiday. It doesn't have anything to do with controversy, but it is a very spooky 4th of July themed bonus that I think you will enjoy and that we will put up the picture that we reference in it.
And
up there.
We have episodes without any ads
and
whatnot and the chatter. Absolutely. So if you want to get right to it, and you know, the patronage has been very helpful.
Definitely.
To getting us stuff. The true crime.
We need stuff. Yeah. Right.
The true crime that's happened. Yeah. Also, there is something that is mysterious happening kind of near my hometown that my brother and I are trying to unravel. I have not talked to you about it yet.
You have not.
I have not. I'm bringing it up right now. I might find a way to bring it up in a podcast. I just want more information. But there is something very fishy and very deadly going on in a part of New York that's relatively near where I live. I don't want to give away where it is because you might find it.
I want to pretend I'm 25 years younger and to help solve this crime after school.
But my brother and I are very involved in it, and
we
are kind of looking to get to the bottom of it. So it is very true crime.
This is a very high tease here.
It is. Just like the tease that I am, let's get back to the most haunted house on the Hudson. Legally.
Legally speaking. And also that would be you giving it up. Kind of,
you,
right?
If you try to say it's not, it's against the law and you'll go to jail.
Oh, you're going to go to prison if you are a haunted house denier.
There's one part of this, before we get to the legal part, that I have not corroborated, and I've looked very hard. No, but I've looked enough. Mm. So according to onlyinyourstate.com, Helen began to tell neighbors of the unusual events that were occurring in the house, many of whom never believed her accusations. It wasn't until years later when a young and perfectly healthy house guest came over to the Ackley's home.
Perfectly healthy.
For dinner, that people in the area began to question what was really going on in the house. The guest came over to the house, collapsed to the floor, and died immediately of a brain aneurysm.
This took a turn. I thought it was going to be another helpful thing. Someone takes this person's jacket, pushes in their seat, makes them a low-carb meal, but they died.
Yeah, they died in that house. I have not found any more information.
They just walked in and died.
And, you know, this reminds me a tiny bit of our episode on the Toxic Lady.
Yes.
Which is a fan favorite. Or I don't know if it's a fan favorite, but a lot of people
You
listen.
Like to bring it up a lot, too.
Yeah, people call it. I mean, I'm a fan favorite, but I'm guessing a lot of people have been interested in it and listen to it. Even, you know, because we have a YouTube version of it, and
that gets
a lot of interest. So we do have a YouTube channel, just look up Ghost Town Podcast, and we have a TikTok, which is Ghost Town Pod, where we're doing little things that we don't do on anything. Not on Patreon. It's not on our Wednesday or Friday episode. So if you want something quick and fun, it's just there on TikTok.
That's right.
For you. So subscribe to both.
She did a reaction TikTok. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, people have done reactions to them. So if you're looking for a little extra, and you get to see our faces.
Yeah,
for most
of them.
For the new ones, we get to see our faces.
A bummer?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Somebody said I was cute on there.
What about me?
Well, you only did one of them. Put the work in.
Okay. Someone call me cute.
Well,
you're right.
Now's everyone's chance.
All right.
So, again, I have not found any information on that. I thought it was very, very strange.
Yeah.
Was it a coincidence? Mm-hmm. Is it real? Were they murdered just to make a...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that is the case. I would have seen something about that. And it's alleged. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah. It's hard to say, too, with when we're researching a lot of these things where it's like... There's a story, an anecdote on like a state-specific site where you're kind of amping someone up to go somewhere as a tourist. It's hard to know like what is what. Most of it is a lot of like legend, some like light research, but all part of the mystery.
Yeah. So that's if anyone finds anything.
Yeah.
Get back to us,
please. That's not a helpful thing, Ghost.
No. Let's fast forward to the late 1980s. Property taxes are going up. There's a lot of people, and this is something I'm just assuming from my own experiences, a lot of people are leaving New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive. There's a lot of crime. And, you know, there's a lot of white flight, I guess you want to call it. People, and that's been happening. You know, my family went to New Jersey. People go to, I guess, Westchester County, then Rockland County, then Orange County. So every property is going up. It's, you know, a lot of, it's becoming more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And for this woman, Helen Ackley, her husband died a few years before. She's like, what do I need with this big old house?
Yeah.
Let me sell it. So she put it on the market, asking price of $650,000, which is
done
in 1989.
It's pretty expensive.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's also a lot of house. It's mm-hmm. in a, you know, pretty nice area of Rockland. Yeah. I would
I
say
it's in good condition.
It's been around since 1900. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not for somebody who's just looking for a starter home.
Mm-mm. Unless you're a witch.
Yes. And Jeffrey and Patrice Stambovsky from New York City,
mm-hmm.
they sauntered in, put in an offer. They're like, we got the money, $32,500.
Mm-hmm.
They were not aware that the house was haunted.
Disclose that shit.
And they also caught wind that it was part of local ghost tours, which is also, do they like the hauntings and do they want the attention?
That's a rough... I live a block up from the Thriller House, which, again, very problematic. But the woman, and I have given tours around there, the woman who lives in that house is so irate about anyone coming by. It's also on a historically protected street that has a ton of Victorians and all kinds of houses. She's always so pissed. And I'm like, didn't you know this going in? Are you legally supposed to be made aware of something being like a place of intrigue or haunt? I mean, haunted, again, subjective.
I would think that, you know, any real estate agent or whoever is in charge, especially of a house like that, like the information is probably pretty
available.
Robust, yeah. I guess. And yeah, maybe she started off, she's like, I'm moving into the Thriller House. This is great. And then by like week three, she's like, this is not great. I do not like this.
Yeah, maybe. But still, like, you don't have the foresight.
But she's also, her car is the original Ghostbusters car. So I think she's asking for it. I think at this point.
That's why that is parked outside. It's all making sense to me.
Yeah, I think she's kind of asking for it at that point.
Yeah, she really is.
So the Stambovskys were like, we want our money back.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
And Ackley said no.
There's no ghost clause.
Yeah, why should I have to? There's no law that says I have to tell you about ghosts. The relatively landmark court case is mm-hmm. Stambovsky versus Ackley, but more catchily known as the Ghostbusters ruling. So initially, Ackley won, but then lost an appeal. Now, according to Gizmodo, the New York Appellate Court declared that, as a matter of law, the house is haunted because Ackley had proclaimed it to be true in multiple newspaper and magazine articles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whether or not there's an actual ghost, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But this section of the court's official decision is also notable mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. From the perspective of a person in the position of plaintiff herein, a very practical problem arises with respect to the discovery of a paranormal phenomenon. Who are you going to call? This is part of the official documents.
Whoa.
The who you going to call part is like kind of part of what makes this
cheeky
fun. Yeah. Yeah. As the title song to the movie, Ghostbusters asks. Applying the strict rule of caveat emptor to a contract involving a house possessed by poltergeist conjures up visions of psychic or medium routinely accompanying the structural engineer and Terminix man on an inspection of every home subject to a contract of sale.
Mm-hmm.
A caveat emptor is buyer beware.
I think
that's it. You have lawyers in your family.
Yeah, look at me now. It's like saying, like, okay, if you have a house and you're selling your house and part of it is made of styrofoam or something, and, you know, you don't have to, like, legally, they do all their inspections, they don't find the styrofoam, they buy it, realize a wall is made of styrofoam, and then they're like, wait a minute, this is bullshit, take you to court. But let's say you've told a bunch of people your house is made of styrofoam, and then maybe...
It's been in some magazines.
Interview, yeah. Styrofoam Weekly, for example. Styrofoam's Digest. Then you would win that. I mean, you would lose that case as the former owner.
In the interest of avoiding such untenable consequences, the notion that a haunting is a condition which can and should be ascertained upon reasonable inspection of the premise is a hobgoblin which should be exorcised from the body of legal precedent and laid quietly to rest.
Hmm.
This is a very unique case.
Wow.
So Dombowski won the appeal, sort of got half the deposit back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ackley was like, oh, no, you know, my ship is sunk. My goose is cooked. Yeah. No.
Uh-oh.
Interest goes up.
Goose is alive.
Some people are like, we love it.
Yeah, we want this. We get off on this house.
The, you know, I don't know, Trent Reznor's you know, people that want to have a haunted house are like, yeah. He did not buy this house. I'm not trying to spread rumors.
I don't know. Rob Zombies.
He's Rob Zombies.
Gothy.
Types. Robert Smiths.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, the interest increased and got a cool $1.9 million for it.
Wow.
So that was...
It all worked out, lady.
Huge benefit. It's a landmark case.
Yeah.
Brings a makes your life maybe more enriched that you have this as part of your legacy and probably used to talking about it. So she sold the house, moved to Florida in 1991. But soon after, I believe, and, you know, we talked about a lot of Betty and Barney Hill, where Betty Hill was like, I still want to talk about this. It's become part of... my identity and who I am.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm just speculating. So I think Helen Ackley was like, I'm not done.
Oh, I ain't done.
And the house apparently was not done with her. She started working with paranormal experts in Portland, and she reported that the ghosts were not thrilled with the new owners.
Well, okay.
And she died in 2003.
So it's like, she's like, I'm going to still keep commenting on this house, even though I live in Florida. I'm enlisting ghost hunters from Portland. We're getting the whole country involved, baby. We're going to get Glenn Danzig in this house if it's the last thing I do.
He had a house in Los Feliz.
That's right.
There was like a black house.
Yeah. Right? Did he sell it?
I think he sold it. Yeah. And you can find, you know, articles and stuff like that. It was a while ago. Like, it could have been mid-2000s.
Yeah, it was kind of a quaint little house.
Yeah.
Helpful ghosts? Who's to say?
Yeah, and I guess her son-in-law, who still talks about it, he might even had a book, says that Helen Ackley might be haunting that house today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
This is too much.
I also like that
it's ghosts haunting ghosts haunting ghosts.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.